That's Dave's Corner. Hottest thing on the street. Bonus content's a plan. And admission is free.
Welcome to Dave's Corner, episode
19. Goodbye, teens. Just thought I might...
What are you doing, bingo calls now?
Or? Yeah, just thought I might jazz it up a little bit.
You give him an inch.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Goodbye, teens. 19? Goodbye, teens.
88.
Two fat ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
44, two fat whores.
You can't.
Well, you can on the podcast. It's fine. Hey, welcome to Dave's Corner, by the way. I got Mick, Whitney, Michaela, and James here as well. Yesterday, I left you on a cliffhanger. Remember, I was...
I couldn't get any sleep last night, wondering.
Trying to come up with a catchphrase, because, you know, everyone's got them. You've got one. And
boom, shakalaka.
James has got one as well, which is the... that one as well.
Form and orderly queue, ladies.
Michaela's gone.
That was a live one as well.
Can I just have a nice clean version so I can keep it forever?
Ooh. No, that was a bit horsey.
Like a panda in mating season.
Anyway, we'll come back to yours a little later. I was thinking about other sort of catchphrases before I get to my new catchphrase, which I do have and I'm going to use from now onwards. Ever heard of a woman called Wendy Williams?
Wendy Williams.
She's like an American TV.
I was going to say, is she a talk show host?
Not Laverne Shirley.
She's
a talk show host.
Talk show host in America. She's got a catchphrase, and it's this one.
How you doing?
That's her catchphrase.
Well, you can still hers.
I'm not going to, but I was thinking about.
How you doing?
Oh, that's good. How you doing?
But that's been done in Friends.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
That's Joey.
How you doing?
It's famous.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Anyway, I tried it out on Whitney. I rang her in the office today, but she wasn't...
Was that you?
She wasn't thrilled.
Hello, Whitney speaking.
How you doing?
Hung up on me, so I thought...
I was like, some bastard just pranked me, you little fuck.
I was there when that happened.
That's our office. I don't care for your phone.
You hung up on me.
Did you just slam it down?
Yeah, because he did that twice, and I was like, well, it's one of those pranks.
Play that again.
All right, this is how when I rang Whitney.
Hello, Whitney speaking.
How you doing?
So I thought that was a bit rude, so maybe I won't roll with that one.
I promise I do. I'm very good at my job.
We should get you a job here on reception.
Anyway, so, I had an epiphany, though, with my new catchphrase, and it's been staring me in the face for the past 25 years.
Okay. You're going to do a drum roll or something? Or
this catchphrase... Oh, yeah. Bit longer. This catchphrase I used on a TV commercial 25 years ago.
I know a place where it's bright. Sunnyside, the brightest place to shop in the Wollumbah.
Yeehaw, Mosey on down to Sunnyside.
Yeehaw is my new catchphrase.
You have never said yeehaw once on this show.
Not bad though, is it?
It's got to be yeehaw with a whip crack.
Yeah. I've got to get the whip crack.
You've got to have the whip crack. The yeehaw on its own is just.
Yeehaw!
Right, so got to have a whip crack with a yeehaw.
Yeehaw!
It's a very particular kind of whip as well. Mate,
it's just a yeehaw with a little whip. It's fine. It's not Dickie Knee. It's not hey, it's Saturday all of a sudden.
And how many of those are you going to drop an episode?
I don't know. Maybe just now and then to sort of sprinkle them in.
I'd like one a day.
Would you?
One a day.
Is that just for the podcast or with the show?
No, they'd go into the main show.
Let's do it in the main show and see if anybody realises what's happening.
So from now on, that's just part of the lexicon. So, thanks for being a part of Dave's Corner.
How you doing?
And we'll be back tomorrow to do it again.
It's Dave's Corner.